Every human being is meant to become a powerful philosopher. This is so simple, even today's AI can do it. When speaking to the sliver of AI that we have access to today, in order to make it smarter and give its response firmer and clearer structure, we ask it to make a list first. A list of steps that it must follow, maybe a list of ideas that it must consider in the final answer, or a list of achievements to be later summarized, perhaps in a poem. Armed with this simple list, we can enhance the program's response. This is also how philosophers approach tough ideas in search of wise answers. You make a list. Make it firm. Make it stable, clear. Align it. Order it. Clean it up. Sort it. And then use it to question the way things are. The way things end up being, the sequences of events that most people usually follow. Make your list a key to unlocking questions. This process is greatly aided by getting a head start in life from narrated books that you can find free at the library. By listening to life-changing non-fiction, we inherit both the wisdom and culture of great beings. We gain the ability to see and understand better, to reason by subtle analogy to what we have read about. Armed with wisdom and lists, models and poems, we begin seeing the world in greater detail. We learn to order our own thoughts, learn harder from our own mistakes. The world is so complex that any path any philosopher takes is almost certainly unique. Think about your history and what lists historians would make of you. How they would summarize your rise and growing all the way up, and strengthen it for them so that your legacy comes through louder and clearer. People will summarize you with 10 or 20 points. In the beginning, you will only have 3 of those. In your middle age, maybe 7 or 10. Make them profound. Make them friendly, so that others can learn from you. And in the end, begin where you left off. Questioning everything and stepping outside of yourself is all it takes to become a philosopher. A philosopher is just a lover of wisdom, and when seeking answers to complex questions, you should never settle for less. It's either wisdom or try harder. Most importantly, becoming a philosopher is an important phase in our lives. We learn to reject everything and only let in what is wise and dignified, what helps our elder selves feel proud, feel accomplished, simply put, what prevents their regrets. Grow up fast and strong, we have to focus on what makes us healthier and stronger, what makes us wiser and more capable, what makes us more creative and more brilliant. To view ourselves outside in helps our thoughts become less scattered. And here we focus on the few lovely things that we can cheerfully get started with in life, or even hope to accomplish. For some, living a scattered life full of stress and mean poetry can be a great power too. But life is such a precious thing, and there is so much sadness and overwork and office cubicles and always following orders. Sadness cannot ever beat the power of a cheerful or laughing philosopher. Surely, like Socrates, a friend to many generations. Of course, a philosopher is more than lists and answers inspired in part by a grand library of narrated books and creative imagination. But you know, this is a good start, a good head start in life. Finally, becoming a philosopher is not really optional for anybody. We are just that kind of a creature. We must see it all, and know it all, and sort it all, just to be sure that we live our precious lives well, that the legacy that we choose to leave behind is enough to spare others the paths that we already traveled. As to the point of it all, it is all about humanity's eventual convergence on wisdom and good ideas. The world coming together in great vision and peace. Humanity moving away from war, whim, and indoctrination towards individual strength and systems that are built out of great vision and wisdom.